Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Have you ever climbed Crowpatrick, JP?
I haven't.
You've never climbed Crowpatrick?
Have you?
I've never climbed Crowpatrick. Do you know what? I should be embarrassed to say, as a proud Mayo man with my red and green boxers on, always, my lucky boxers, I've never climbed the Reek. Never climbed it. I have a dream of having climbed it.
Doesn't count.
I have a memory of having climbed it, but I never, I know I didn't. But now, do you know what? I might do it on the electric scooter. This is the story. New Crowpatrick, a pilgrim path to open after a three-year project. For years, they've been building this path up Crowpatrick. And it's been officially opened today by Heather Humphreys, the Minister for Social Protection. She's doing a grand opening over there on the Reek, like up the mountain. Mm-hmm. Heather's going up the mountain, guys. And I'm only too delighted. Like I say, I'll bring the e-scooter over. Maybe I'll be able to get a tuk-tuk up the mountain, because they've got a path up the mountain now.
I think your idea of the path might be different from the reality of the
path. I haven't seen any pictures of the path.
Right. Are you imagining a smoothly tarmacked path? Is that what you have in mind?
Is that not what a path is?
Right.
Why, what's the path?
Well, I think it's more in keeping with the mountain. I think it's been made with the local stones. It's steps, Ray. You're not going to get a scooter up steps.
We're going to... Guys, can we look into a Stairmaster job? The whole way up from Mr. Foley. Myself and Heather. Heather, I'll put you up on my lap. Go on, up your... I'll go on yours. Let me call my mountain guy. This is the one of the... It took four men, 3 years, a 4 kilometre pathway running from the base to the summit of Crowpatrick. It's officially opened today after a 3 year building project carried out by hand.
This is a crazy achievement.
By hand. Thousands of tons of rock and soil were removed from the Reek to make it safe and accessible, as well as protecting the mountain. But they were doing it by... Like, they were going up and down doing... hundreds of journeys on foot up and down the mountain. The five men, Frank McMahon, Tulio De Jesus, Bernard Burke, David Doyle and Matt McConway. They made hundreds of climbs in all weather over the last few years. Let me call Frank. And he's going up the mountain apparently, so I don't know what kind of signal there is.
Right.
Up the mountain. There's a great path up the mountain now, but I don't know if they've got... the telephonic infrastructure.
Divine intervention will help us have a good signal.
Cross your fingers and say a prayer.
It's ringing. Mayo ringtone, that one.
You can clearly hear that.
Yeah.
It's still ringing there, JP.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, sir, Frank.
It is.
Hello, sir, Ray Foley calling from ZFM. How are you?
How are you, Ray?
I'm good, mate. Are you up the mountain at the moment?
I am on the mountain at the moment.
All right, what's the weather like?
It's nice, breezy, but dry.
Well, that's why. Well, it's when you've seen all weathers in the last few years. On a scale of 1 to 10, how is it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, today it's just a 2.
It's a 2, right? Okay, not particularly great then, but still.
Not bad.
Oh, not
one
bad.
Ten being really bad.
10 being horrific then. Okay, tell us about the last few years. How did the whole initiative start, or who got you to start it?
It all started off with people identifying that Crowpatrick was badly eroded.
Yeah.
It was getting worse and they had to do something about it.
The people were getting injured, I suppose, particularly in July for the big climb.
Yeah, especially in the cone section, the upper section, it was just loose shale. So people were falling all the time. The mountain rescue were kept very busy up there.
Yeah.
So Martin Keating from Mayo County Council led a stakeholders group, which included the local farmers here, the church, Mountain Rescue, Mountaineer in Ireland, Murrish Community, Westport Businesses, and they got a grant from the government, and that was topped up by Mayo County Council, which paid 5 of us to do this job for the last 3.5 years.
I got you. I was wondering, was it a volunteer situation, or
we do have volunteers. Six right. Volunteers come out to us on Tuesdays, most Tuesdays. And when one comes on Wednesday,
right, and they join you, but you were working the whole time then. I mean, I'm guessing that if it was a really horrific day weather-wise, you wouldn't be going up.
You're guessing. Our agenda every morning was to look at the weather, engage. Are we working high or working low?
All right. See,
so if it was really bad, we'd work low.
All right, but you'd still go.
And
Jesus,
we've had a few real windy days that kind of made us think, oh, we shouldn't be here at all. And so we came off the mountain, too dangerous, but not many.
All the work has this is the whole way up from the very bottom, is it?
Yeah, from the statue up.
Right, all the way up to the top.
Yeah. Now, after the shoulder flattens out, we didn't do much there. We did very little there because it's a flat section and people stay on it.
It's not needed. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so the whole idea of building this 2 metre patch was to get people to walk on it and not walk, making new, trampling new grass.
Oh, okay, so it keeps people on a set
keeps
route.
People on the patch, absolutely.
I got you, and they'll follow it then. Let's say, so there's the 5E doing it. When I read by hand, right?
Yeah, manual labour. Pickaxes, shovels, crowbars.
You had nothing?
No mechanical instrument. A winch, but that was worked by hand as well.
What about one of those little baby JCBs you see? One of the little cute ones?
No.
Nothing.
Carbon neutral, carbon free.
Jeez, when it says that you needed to clear it, then because of course it's not going to be like primed and ready to go in terms of construction.
No, you have to dig it out with shovels and loosen up stone, lift stone by hand.
And you took it down then as well, did you?
Yep.
How?
Well, the big stones are laid down by winches, and some we put on a thing we call a slipe, which is basically a sled.
Okay.
Out of a plastic barrel, so we'd put big heavy stones into that, try and get them down early in the morning before people started walking, because once people started going up on the path, then it's too dangerous.
That was another question I had for you, because you've got 150,000 people going up and down in the year. 120,000, but that's all year round. It's not like they just do it at the last Sunday in July. They're going all the time, aren't they?
It's actually getting busier. We've noticed it's getting busier year by year.
Wow. And so they're in the middle of their walk and you're trying to get your work done for the day.
Yeah. No, and the cone and the upper section was okay. We could put up a barrier or a fence and work behind it, and they'd walk around us. There were certain sections where they were just walking over us.
And they're just working away. Did you get hurt? Did anyone, like 3 years is a long time. Did anyone get hurt?
No, you're okay. No big injuries. Small niggles like achy knees, achy back, achy shoulders.
Achy breaky heart.
But nothing major.
Right, well that's good to hear. What kind of, after 3 years of it, what kind of shape are you in?
I'm fit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, fit to drop.
Yeah. Well, are you going
to be fitter than the average 60-year-old, let's put it that way.
You've been through something together though as well, I imagine, the five of you as a team.
The five of us just gelled straight away.
Right.
And Matt McConway, our project leader there, he was so easy to work with. The man taught us so much, so quickly.
And is there a plan that you'll continue working together now on another project together, or what happens next?
Bernard Burke, unfortunately, left us 2 weeks ago. He went off to Canada for a year.
All right.
And Tulio got a permanent job, Tulio Jesus, inside in Westport. So David Doyle is staying on Kirkpatrick to do the maintenance, so our good work doesn't get undone.
Yeah.
So it's just me and Matt left.
Right, so you've been scattered to the four winds, the band of brothers.
Yeah.
But that's amazing. But you've done something together, and you've got something to show for it forever, in theory, as long as it's looked after.
Well,
you've got something
hopefully
to show for
my grandchildren will see it, hopefully.
Yeah. And I'll be able to take the e-scooter up it now as well. It'll be brilliant.
Of course you will.
Can I ask a stupid question, Frank? Over the 4 kilometres of the path, do you have any idea how many steps make up that 4 kilometres?
That's a stupid question.
That is, well, did you
never count them? Good man for a stupid question, Frank. Did you never count them? How far up are you now? Start counting now.
Get back to us.
All right, here, we'll have Heather count as she's on her way up. Heather Humphreys is going to be laying the stone.
We do. Yeah, she's coming up later on.
Yeah, well, tell her we said hello. Our signal stuck with us. You were able to take the phone call. We really appreciate you taking it. And fair play to you. Enjoy the day. And I'll have to... I'm ashamed to say I've never climbed it. So now it's...
You're a Mayo man.
You should be up here. As best a time as any. I'll certainly aim to do it this summer if we get the weather for it.
We've made it easy for you now.
Yeah, exactly. Like I say, and I'll bring the e-scooter with me. Listen, sir, thanks a million for taking the call. Much obliged. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you, Ray.
Cheers, man. All the best. Frank McMahon, halfway up the mountain, 4 kilometres of path, done and dusted.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!